chapter 10, and then we'll take another break. The next set of rules is not spoken to the Israelites, but instead just to the priests. Priests were supposed to be this example of holy living for the people. So they're specially regulated. They take special care of their holiness. They're teachers to the rest of the nation. Priests were placeholder mediators until Christ would fulfill that purpose. These rules for the priests should inform us on Christ's ministry as great high priest. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, 'A priest must not make himself ceremonially unclean for any of his people who die, except for a close relative, such as his mother or father, his son or daughter, his brother, or an unmarried sister who is dependent on him since she has no husband. For her he may make himself unclean. He must not make himself unclean for people related to him by marriage and so defile himself.'" We've established a few important things already. Holiness is transferable, and uncleanness cannot be transferred to God. Rather, his holiness destroys uncleanness. Remember, when Jesus encountered the woman who was bleeding, when she touched him, he doesn't become unclean, but rather she becomes clean. We can apply that same principle here. When Jesus touches the dead, he doesn't become unclean, but even the dead give up their uncleanness and come back to life. Every time Jesus touches a dead body, did you know this? It comes to life. Priests must not shave their heads or shave off the edges of their beards or cut their bodies. They must be holy to their God and must not profane the name of their God, because they present the offerings made to the Lord by fire, the food of their God. They are to be holy. The way we dress matters to God. They must not marry women defiled by prostitution or divorced from their husbands, because priests are holy to their God. Regard them as holy because they offer up the food of your God. Consider them holy because I am the Lord, because I, the Lord, am holy, I who make you holy. If a priest's daughter defiles herself by becoming a prostitute, she disgraces her father. She must be burned in the fire. The high priest, the one among his brothers who has had the anointing oil poured on his head and who has been ordained to wear the priestly garments, must not let his hair become unkempt or tear his clothes. He must not enter a place where there is a dead body. He must not make himself unclean, even for his father or mother, nor leave the sanctuary of his God or desecrate it, because he has been dedicated by the anointing oil of his God. I am the Lord. The woman he marries must be a virgin. He must not marry a widow, a divorced woman, or a woman defiled by prostitution, but only a virgin from his own people, so he will not defile his offspring among his people. I am the Lord who makes him holy. Priests could not marry women who had been united with another man in any way, shape, or form. Christ, our great high priest, needed no union with a woman, but was fulfilled by his relationship to the Father in a life of singleness. Singleness, a way the Apostle Paul followed, is described in the New Testament as an ideal lifestyle for some, and perhaps even a better lifestyle. These rules for priests make the story of Hosea, who married a prostitute, even more provocative. Okay, then an important one here. The Lord said to Moses, Say to Aaron, for the generations to come, none of your descendants who has a defect may come near to offer the food of his God. No man who has any defect may come near. No man who is blind or lame, disfigured or deformed. No man with a crippled foot or hand, or who is hunchbacked or dwarfed, or who has an eye defect, or who has a festering or running sores or damaged testicles. No descendant of Aaron, the priest, who has any defect is to come near to present the offerings made to the Lord by fire. He has a defect. He must not come near to offer the food of his God. He may eat the most holy food of his God as well as the holy food. Yet because of his defect, he must not go near the curtain or approach the altar and so desecrate my sanctuary. I am the Lord who makes them holy. So Moses told this to Aaron and his sons and to all the Israelites. Interpret this one carefully, because I know that hits your ears like it's something harsh and strange. Let's get it right. Levites with disabilities were not to perform the function of the priests because their disability kept them from performing the task. But never in this passage are people with disabilities called unclean. This is about readiness to perform the task. And when we remember that the penalty for performing the task incorrectly is death, We can see this as a gracious provision by God to keep people who don't have the readiness to perform the task from having to do so. Yet they are never called unclean. People with disabilities were not cut off from the people and were not required to perform any special ceremonial cleansing. They have every right of an Israelite. They are invited to the table to eat and commune with the people. They are kept from work that would be dangerous and are provided for. King David displayed this with his friend Jonathan's son Mephibosheth. He invited him 3 times, "Eat at my table." Jesus also showed no hesitancy to love, teach, and heal people with all kinds of disabilities. In Luke 14, he taught that the great banquet would be attended by the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame. People with disabilities are invited to the table. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to treat with respect the sacred offerings the Israelites consecrate to me, so they will not profane my holy name. Say to them, for the generations to come, if any of your descendants is ceremonially unclean and yet comes near the sacred offerings that the Israelites consecrate to the Lord, that person must be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. If a descendant of Aaron has an infectious skin disease or a bodily discharge, he may not eat the sacred offerings until he is cleansed." It's quarantine law. "He will also be unclean if he touches something defiled by a corpse or by anyone who has an emission of semen, or if he touches any crawling thing that makes him unclean, or any person who makes him unclean, whatever the uncleanness may be. The one who touches any such thing will be unclean till evening. He must not eat any of the sacred offerings unless he has bathed himself with water. When the sun goes down, he will be clean, and after that he may eat the sacred offerings, for they are his food. He must not eat anything found dead or torn by wild animals and so become unclean through it. I am the Lord. The priests are to keep my requirements so that they do not become guilty and die for treating them with contempt. I am the Lord who makes them holy. Disability is not uncleanness. People with disabilities are not kept from the table, but people with sickness are. Sickness is uncleanness. Disability is not. Disability is not equated with sickness. No one outside a priest's family may eat the sacred offerings, nor may the guest of a priest or his hired worker eat it. But if a priest buys a slave with money, or if a slave is born in his household, that slave may eat his food. We'll see later why. Because the food of the household was the slave's food as well. They're equal household members. If a priest's daughter marries anyone other than a priest, she may not eat any of the sacred contributions. But if a priest's daughter becomes a widow or is divorced, yet has no children, and she returns to live in her father's house as in her youth, she may eat of her father's food. No unauthorized person, however, may eat of it. If anyone eats a sacred offering by mistake, he must make restitution to the priest for the offering and add 1/5 of value to it. The priest must not desecrate the sacred offerings the Israelites present to the Lord by allowing them to eat the sacred offerings and so bring upon them guilt requiring payment. I am the Lord who makes them holy. Male, female, rich, poor, slave, free, are all invited to the table. That's what being a kingdom of priests from every tribe, nation, and language means in the new covenant. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and to all the Israelites and say to them, if any of you, either an Israelite or an alien living in Israel, presents a gift or a burnt offering to the Lord, either to fulfill a vow or as a free will offering, you must present a male without defect from the cattle, sheep, or goats in order that it may be accepted on your behalf. Do not bring anything with a defect, because it will not be accepted on your behalf. When anyone brings from the herd or flock a fellowship offering to the Lord to fulfill a special vow or as a free will offering, it must be without defect or blemish to be acceptable. Do not offer to the Lord the blind, the injured, or the maimed, or anything with warts or festering or running sores. Do not place any of these on the altar as an offering made to the Lord by fire. You may, however, present as a free will offering an ox or a sheep that is deformed or stunted. It will not be accepted in fulfillment of a vow. You must not offer to the Lord an animal whose testicles are bruised, crushed, torn, or cut. You must not do this in your own land, and you must not accept such animals from the hand of a foreigner and offer them as food for your God. It will not be accepted on your behalf because they are deformed and have defects. Only real offerings with real value are acceptable. Animals that have little or no value aren't offerings at all. Consider Ananias and Sapphira again, who we covered earlier. They gave maimed offerings to fulfill what they vowed and died for such transgressions. The Lord said to Moses, when a calf, a lamb, or a goat is born, it is to remain with its mother for 7 days. From the eighth day on, it will be acceptable as an offering made to the Lord by fire. Do not slaughter a cow or a sheep and its young on the same day. This might be a law about stewardship. It would be poor management to kill off an entire family line of animals in a single day. When you sacrifice the thank offering to the Lord, sacrifice it in such a way that it will be accepted on your behalf. It must be eaten the same day. Leave none of it till morning. I am the Lord. Keep my commands and follow them. I am the Lord. Do not profane my holy name. I must be acknowledged as holy by the Israelites. I am the Lord who makes you holy and who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Remember, it is God who makes us holy. He is our rescuer and deliverer. Our obedience doesn't earn us holiness and deliverance, but our obedience is a thankful response to the God who saves and forgives faithfully.